I want you to go reverse this time, though, Chandler Emerson. Yes, go reverse, because some people say there's so many games you can play on a Friday, but you got to give them the best opportunity by spinning it reverse style. Hey, Will West, for those of them out there who do not know, Chandler, what are we playing today, by the way? A little music behind it, if you wouldn't mind. What, you know it. It's Who Am I? 8. Will, I'm glad we prepared for Who Am I today among any of the other options we could have had. Callers number 1 and 2 right now, Will West at 656-9900 for the first-timers, the refreshers. How do we play Who Am I?
Here's how Who Am I works. Each contestant is going to get up to 5 clues to guess the person we're talking about in the world of sports today. We need 2 callers right now to play at 656-9900. Contestant that can guess the person in sports we're talking about today with the fewest number of clues is going to be the big winner. Tyler Ivins, tell them what to win.
It is Smoky Mountain Knife Works hooking you up with a $25 gift card over at Smoky Mountain Knife Works in person in Sevierville. If it cuts, they have it. Or you can find them online at smkw.com. So if you want something that's nice for the belt, if you want something that you need whenever it comes to the all-encompassing cutting things, Smoky Mountain Knife Works can do it for you. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Chandler Emerson, who are our 2 contestants today? Let's meet them. All right, let's get Gabriel. Chime in there on the ear. Gabe and Dan. Hey, Gabe, good morning to you. Tyler and Will, hopefully you've got a big weekend planned, but first you got a big decision to make, Gabe. Do you want your Who Am I clues from Will or from yours truly?
I'll take them from Will.
All right. Your category today, Gabe, is in the news. So if you've watched SportsCenter, if you've opened up a new sports website and checked the latest news, you probably have seen this person's name in the last 24 hours. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Let's do it. Clue number 1, I was born in Redwood City, California in 1986. He is 34 years of age.
I need me another clue.
Clue number 2, I played quarterback in college at Kent State University.
Let me get another one.
Clue number 3, I'm a 3-time Super Bowl champion and MVP of Super Bowl 53. Clue number 4. I have 620 career receptions in the NFL. Again, let me say that because I communicate for a living. I have 620 career receptions in the NFL for 6,822 receiving yards, 36 receiving TDs. So 34 years of age, played quarterback in college at Kent State, 3-time Super Bowl champ, MVP of Super Bowl 53, 620 receptions in the NFL, 36 receiving TDs.
Lamar Jackson?
It is not Lamar Jackson. Clue number 5. It was reported yesterday I may miss all of 2021 for the New England Patriots with a knee injury.
Cam Newton.
It is not Cam Newton. It is not. Hang on the line. We may still get a tiebreaker. We actually had this happen a couple of weeks ago where neither person was able to get their clues. But hang on the line with us, Gabe, and we'll see what Tyler Ivins is able to do.
Hey, Dan, good morning to you, my friend. Your subject today, since it's April the 9th, famous athletes who are known for wearing uniform number 9. You think you're going to be okay with this, Danny?
I think so.
All right, Dan, I like this. Clue number 1, I was born April 21st. Ooh, he's got a birthday coming up. Born April 21st, 1980, in San Diego, California. He's currently 40 years of age.
Next clue.
I was the 2002 Walter Payton Award winner, which, by the way, if you don't know what the Walter Payton Award winner is, that is for the best 1AA college football player.
I'm going to guess Drew Brees.
It's not Drew Brees. Drew Brees played on the FBS level 1A, not 1AA.
I like the way that you're playing the game, though. There you go.
I was a 4-time Pro Bowler, a 2017 second-team Pro Bowler, and I actually led the NFL in passing and completion percentage in 2014.
Next clue.
I'm known for my playoff struggles as a quarterback, going 2-7 in the NFC playoffs.
Matt Stafford.
It's another good guess. It's not Matt Stafford, though. Finally, fifth and final clue, I'm currently the color analyst with Jim Nantz on CBS Sports coverage of the National Football League.
Troy Aikman.
It's not Aikman.
Oh, my
He's
goodness.
He's on Fox. Hang we have a line. Tie. We have a tie.
This is why I said hang on. You got to hang on. Hopefully you hung on there, Gabe. Gabe, are you still with us, sir? And again, that answer
was, my goodness.
Was Tony Romo.
I'm still hanging in there.
There you go. Mine was Julian Edelman, who we were talking about. How many career touchdown passes does Tony Romo have in his career, Gabe?
Ooh. I'm going to go with...
Need an answer, Gabe.
140.
140. And who was the other contestant? I apologize. Dan, how many career touchdown passes for Tony Romo?
I'll say 141.
The answer is 248. Congratulations, Dan. You get the W.
That's how it works.
That's how you do it.
That's how it works.
Yeah, there you go. So that's you got it's again, Price is Right rules, closest without going over. You had to pick one way or the other. You picked the right way. You chose wisely.
Hey, Dan, $25. That's going to be going to the Smoky Mountain Knife Works shop up in Sevierville, or you can do it online at smkw.com. Chandler, let's put him on hold and get his information. See, Will, that's why you always have to hold tight.
Always.
That's why you always have to hold tight. Because there's so many people who are like, man, how do I not know this? Or, you know, obviously being on the air, there's some nerves that come into play. Sometimes, though, you never know what your opponent's going to do. And here I was thinking Romo might be a little bit of a gimme, but you never know, man.
We had a guy last week that didn't hang on the line, and he would have been able to play for the tiebreaker and win the prize, and he ends up hanging up, and he didn't get the chance to do it. So good on Gabe for hanging on, but congratulations to Dan for getting the W.
How much more important do you believe it is for the signings of both Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry for New England? If Julian Edelman isn't going to play the slot and Edelman's not going to be kind of that third and sixth blanket for formerly Brady, now Newton, man, that's a huge loss. I understand the year he was out due to the ACL tear, and then he later had the four-game suspension due to the PEDs. But, Will, he's been kind of that go-to guy in the New England offense for some time. I guess it's kind of a rhetorical question, the importance of Edelman to New England, especially deep in the playoff run they usually have.
It is, but given the number of hits that he's taken at the size that he is, at 34 years of age, this yep. kind of probably should be the expectation, as that we've seen, I don't want to say the last of Edelman, but the last of consistent Edelman out there. So I'm not surprised to see this. You hate to see it. You would have liked to have seen Edelman come back, but you're absolutely right. The way that McDaniel uses that slot receiver as kind of to offset the running game with a quick passing game to the slot receiver, no, it's absolutely huge, because what they like to do is use a small slot receiver to work underneath. Tight ends are the ones that get downfield, and that's how they're able to kind of space the field, because sports is always about spacing. And not having Edelman out there means they've got to find somebody else to work that slot receiver situation for him. And I don't know who you're going to get at this point that you're not going to have to overpay, considering what the wide receiver market was. And we're looking at a contracted salary cap this year.
That's Will West. You can find him on Twitter at Will West WNML, at Tyler Ivins, and at TSL99.1. We take a peek at bucket lists with the Masters getting ready to tee off round two action later today. Who is the leader in that clubhouse when the cuts start occurring today? And not only that, what are the realistic expectations for both Keon Johnson and Jaden Springer with the NBA draft a little less than 7 weeks away? 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. Martin as well, continuing here on Facebook, saying Tyler Ivins totally has the most punchable face in all of WNML. As we continue to go down the line, Vol Fan 83.
You know what, though? You got a free pass on that conversation, because you do have a pretty look, I think it's either... It's either me or Age are going to be your number one seed there, but you're a strong two seed, very strong two seed.
I appreciate that. I don't know what features of my face makes it a strong two seed, but I will. I'm taking this, and probably will be taking quite a few punches. Now, in fairness, in my day, some of the things that I would say or do, I would warrant a punch to the face. But I will say. But I don't have the stature like you. Like, nobody's openly walking up to you in aisle 6 of the grocery store while you're trying to compare spices for dinner later that night and go, hey, Will, let's do this now.
I heard what you said about the Seahawks today. Swing. And you know what? Here's the thing. They have. So that's...
Yeah. You don't... Let me ask you a question.
Things like that have had... Like, I've had a lot of people to randomly take swings at me over the years.
Punchable faces. All right. Well, let's have this conversation quickly. What would you say is the one thing you said that would lead somebody to sought you out, maybe in a public place, to be like, Will, now we're doing this? Would it have been yesterday's golf's not a real sport? or have you said something to softball? Like, it's so funny you keep making a comment. You're like, golf guy is really angry with me right now. The only person who might be worse than golf guy might be softball guy who wears eye black and, like, takes it really, really – like, the guy who goes down to Maryville and does, like, the tournaments and is, like, really,
guy.
Really over the top.
I'm soccer guy. Let me quickly assure you, soccer guy's worse than golf guy.
Well, do you think soccer guy would ever sought you out? Like, Tottenham end, let's do this.
the two things that I got the biggest blowback from that I said over the years was before Tennessee played Oregon that first time, Josh and I were at Alumni Hall, and I said, look, Tennessee's going to get beat by 28. And so and people
was this the rainy game in Knoxville or in Eugene?
No. This was the one in Eugene where they got – I think they got beat by 28. But yeah. they got the brains beat in. And so I was like, but they're going to get killed. I literally got openly booed by the entire place when it happened. And a couple people tried to start noise on the way when I was on my way out that day. So there is that. And then a couple years ago when I said there are still people at UT who I've been friends with for over a decade who will not talk to me because I said Tennessee was going to get boat raced by West Virginia. And I wouldn't come off of the – I wouldn't come back on the air and say, well, not boat raced, but – I would not come off of it. I was like, no, you're going to get boat raced by West Virginia. Of course, they got boat raced by West Virginia. So it's no one gets mad about the things you say that are inaccurate. Because if you say something dumb, they'll just be like, hey, that's stupid. Why would you say that? What an idiot. And then move right along with their lives.
Right.
When people get mad, that's when you know you touched a nerve because there's some truth in it.
So your punchable face, if there was a reason behind it, it would be your takes on Tennessee football against Oregon and West Virginia.
Yeah, my accurate
not
ones.
Not if golf is a sport.
Not my inaccurate ones. Everybody's been fine with my inaccurate ones for some reason. It's just the accurate ones that people – oh, Derry Dooley. I did have a lady threaten to shoot me in the back at the parking lot because I said
– I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, no, for real. On Facebook. She sent me a message on Facebook, and she did – okay, she said, you'd better watch out on your way out to the parking lot today. Somebody might take a shotgun to your back. And because I said Derek Dooley's going to get – look, he's 3-and-done. He's going to get fired. Like, it was right when he got hired. And right when he got hired. It was after he did the press conference where he said britches and everybody loved him, even though he sucks. So – but there was a lady that actually sent me that. So I had to send her a message back, and I'm like, you know I can see where you work and what your kids look like and what you look like. Based on this, this was a bad decision.
And how apologized. Long had she been working at Waffle House before she said that to you?
Do not rip the Waffle House.
I'm just saying she can make great hash browns and might have a 12-gauge in her backseat. That's all I'm saying.
Right now, our poll question, who has the most on Sports Radio WNFL, who has the most punchable face? Will, Ainge, Ivins, Joel Silverberg. Early voting, Ainge at 44%, Ivins at 39%, and I'm at 17%.
Ainge is, can I just go ahead and spoiler alert this one? Ainge is going to run away with this one.
J. Martin Ramon say Kaner has the most punchable face. I didn't say personality, J. Martin Ramon. I said face.
I'm glad that we didn't take this to like a management position because I really thought perhaps maybe it would be like if we went a little deeper with this, it would be like, hey, does Jeff Jarnigan have a punchable face? But then people would take it
too
serious. Let's not go there at all. I got to ask you, what is it about Josh or Eric Kane and their baby faces or their kindness souls? Because you look deep inside the pupils that make them not as punchable face. Like, what makes Josh Ward not punchable face? Like, explain that to me.
Like, Joshua, you believe Josh and Kane. They got honest-looking faces, whether they are those type of people or not. They've got the kind of faces like you'd buy an insurance policy from Josh or Kaner. You know what I mean? Like, you'd be like, you know what, whole life, that sounds like a great decision. And yeah. you'd buy that from Josh or Kaner. You would not buy that from me or you.
What is it? Okay, so then let's go ahead and let's just pick this apart before we go to start pitch cut. What is it about our faces that make you just go, I don't trust that guy and I want to punch him in his face? I want to rearrange a couple of nostrils, digits, and other things.
Yeah, my question is, would you buy insurance from me?
If 50-50. I think you have an honest-ish face. Does that make sense?
That's tough.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather it be one way or the other. Yeah, you can't give me ish.
It's on the line. If it was could you be honest? Yes. If you FaceTime me to buy something on Craigslist, I'd tell you to meet me in a public place. So there's a little bit of a
under the light at a Kroger.
Yeah, exactly.
You never want to be ish. You want to be the – you want one or the other, Will. It's kind of Letterkenny style. You want the – you know what? You might be a son of a gun, but That's what I appreciate about you, is that you at least own up to the fact that you're a son of a gun. Just give me one of those two things, because if you're in the in-between stage, that's the worst place you could be.
Ivan, you're running away with the poll now as we're getting more votes in here. 43%
you know what?
For
I totally,
Ivans, 37% age, 17% me.
See, that's what I get for saying on the air live, hey, Ainge is going to run away with this one, because then Ainge sends a group text to all of his teammates. He's like, I'm going to need you to vote for the guy whose last name is no, not A, I-V-E-N-S. So I have a feeling when this is all said and done, when Ainge actually texts all of his teammates, I probably will be the penthouse leader when it's all said and done. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Josh Ward has the most punchable face for a Raiders fan. That's why they wear Darth Vader masks in the stands. That's a little dark there. Appreciate that from Stan. And, of course, why do we always have to talk about physical violence? I think everybody in radio should have ugly faces as it is.
Well, we do. So if it's any consolation, we all do.
Appreciate that, Patricia, on Facebook as well. We come back on the other side. We'll get you a little star pitch cut, and we'll find out just how far I'll climb in the most punchable faces rankings here on the starting lineup. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. Lots of fun being had this morning on the starting lineup.
You're getting spanked a little bit, Ivans.
It's okay. It happens. I will tell you that when you mean spanked, you mean a lot of people who want to spank my face with their fists. Then that would be accurate.
And then
see what happens.
Explaining why they want to spank, like giving full descriptions of why they want to hit you in the face.
I gotta give a little love to my dude Andrew here, because Andrew's absolutely going detail for detail on this one. Andrew on Twitter says, I saw Ivans in head-to-toe Mets gear a couple of years ago on opening day. I'm not even a baseball fan, but I've never wanted to give somebody sweet chin music more than I did in that moment.
Andrew Durango, Andrew's a fantastic guy. I love Andrew Durango. Great guy. Great broadcaster, too.
Andrew, I would sell the hell out of that for you, too, man. I even let you get the three count on that one, too. Big WrestleMania moment for you. Which, by the way, Will, are you doing? What are you doing this weekend? You want to come over to Ivan's Manor for not one night, but, Will, two nights of WrestleMania action happening this weekend.
May or may not be getting dog number two this weekend, so...
I'm sorry. Is Riley getting
Riley's
a Jonesy?
Riley's getting a Jonesy, so we're excited about that. Although there's no chance the girls let me call her Jonesy, so that's going to happen.
What's the point of Riley, and if you're not going to Jonesy?
That is literally the argument. Thank you, Ivan. That's what the argument that I made.
Peanut butter and mayonnaise? No.
Like, yeah, you know what, though? Avery's at school. Tiff's doesn't work from home. I'm here all day. That dog will be Jonesy by day two.
Okay, good. Good for you. Stick to your guns on this one. I need you to bring your A game. Naming your dog, and for Start Bitch Cut, happening now, TSL.
Tomorrow is National Siblings Day. Best sports siblings, Peyton and Eli, Mark and Pau Gasol, Sterling and Shannon Sharp.
You got to start the quarterback brothers first, so I'm gonna start Peyton and Eli. I'm going to bench Paul and Mark Gasol. I can't believe I'm actually going to cut the Sharp brothers here, but I'm going to, Sterling and Shannon, they're going to get the cut here for me. That's the right order.
Okay, I am going to start Peyton and Eli. They are it's Super Bowl rings, right? That matters. They won Super Bowls as guys who were integral parts of what they did, if not the most integral parts of what they were doing. So you start Peyton and Eli. I'm going to bench Sterling and Shannon. I think people, because of the neck injury, forget how good Sterling was. Time was Sterling Sharp was better than Jerry Rice. And because he had the neck injury, and he was not better over the whole entire course of their career. But in that little short span where Sterling Sharp was in his prime, but he didn't have the injury, he was the best receiver in the game. And Shannon Sharp's a Hall of Fame-level individual. I'm going to cut Mark and Pau Gasol.
On this day in 2009, Parks and Recreation was released. Star bench cut, Parks and Rec, The Office, Schitt's Creek.
Well, we're going to disagree on this. I'm going to go ahead and let you start this so I can completely scoff at you on the other side of the headset.
All right, I'm going to start Parks and Rec. Season 1 of Parks and Rec's not good, but the rest of them are spectacular. And the Johnny Karate special they had when Chris, what's his name, whichever the Marvel Chris that left there that went to do Guardians of the Galaxy, that was one of the funniest episodes of television I've ever seen. I'm going to bench Schitt's Creek. I'm going to cut The Office because, again, there's no reason. Every episode of The Office without Michael Scott is bad. So because of that, that's half of the entire run of the show. I have to cut The Office, even though the ones with Michael Scott were fantastic.
I'm going to start The Office. I'm going to bench Parks and Rec. I'm going to cut Schitt's Creek. I've tried watching Schitt's Creek. I can't do it.
Best coach under the age of 45 in college football. Lincoln Riley, Ryan Day, Matt Campbell.
That order. Starting Lincoln Riley, I'm going to bench Ryan Day. I'm going to cut Matt Campbell. Campbell's dang good, man. When Campbell got that gig at Iowa State before I rolled out, I just knew there was something about this guy. Him, and then when they hired Steve Prohm as the basketball coach, it didn't work out for Prohm. He's been cut loose already. But they're doing everything possible to be able to keep him in-house and in Ames. And I don't know how much longer they're going to be able to do it, but they're going to make that buyout astronomical where nobody will ever sniff him. Matt Campbell, there's still even brighter days coming for him at Iowa State. So, yeah, that's the order it goes in, even though I have him as the cut right now.
All right. I honestly think if you were to say equal talent on the field, I would take Matt Campbell to coach them over Ryan Day and over Lincoln Riley. Recruiting's part of it. These other guys have been to college football playoffs, and Matt Campbell hasn't. So I'm gonna start Lincoln Riley. I'm going to bench Ryan Day. I'm going to cut Matt Campbell. Riley's done it a little bit longer. We've seen a full turnover in roster under Lincoln Riley with no drop-off for Oklahoma.
What event adds the most dramatics in sports? Star bench cut game sevens of the playoffs? Sundays at the Masters World Cup title match.
I'm going to start the World Cup title match. You're talking about two countries of fan bases for an opportunity to call themselves the best for 4 years. Without question, that's got to be it. I'm going to bench game sevens of playoffs, and I'm going to cut the Masters on Sunday. There is a lot of energy, and there's a lot that comes with that moment. But other than the other two, I can't do that.
Yeah, I would have starred the World Cup because somebody is going to get cut in the stands that day.
Yes.
I'm going to bench Game 7 because someone's only going to get cut in the stands that day if Boston or Philadelphia are involved. And I'm going to cut the final day at the Masters.
The NHL regular season ends 1 month from today. Best chance to hoist the Stanley Cup. Star bench cut, Avalanche, Maple Leafs, Lightning.
Going to start Toronto. They just put together a monster team 2 years ago for a moment like this. I'm going to bench at Colorado. Their goaltending right now is out of this world, what they're doing with Gruber. And I'm going to cut Tampa Bay. And they are the defending Stanley Cup champions, but Colorado and Toronto are just too strong, and they're putting together just a heck of a short season right now.
Yeah, copy-paste that, mostly because I haven't watched the NHL in like 2 weeks.
It was on this day back in 1966 when Angel Stadium opened for the California Angels. Best ballpark remaining in the big leagues. Fenway Park, Wrigley Field, Angel Stadium.
Will, Angel Stadium is the clear cut here. The question is, do you want the rickety old barn to be or a rickety old barn? Because that's essentially what it comes down to. There's not a bad seat at Fenway Park. There are awful seats at Wrigley Field. I mean, you're paying $900 to have your knees cramped up against the concrete wall that runs along the visitor's bullpen. That's why I'm going to start Fenway Park. I'm going to bench Angel Stadium. Cubs fans, they can get mad at me all they want. That's fine. If you've been there, don't give me this. It's a lovely place to watch unless you're sitting in the stands getting hammered. That's not the case. I'm cutting Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I'm going to start Fenway. I'm going to bench Wrigley. I'm going to cut Angels Park. Sorry, Angels Park. Sorry, Angels fans, both of you that are here in Knoxville. Yep. I just can't put you in that same stratosphere with those venerable old stadiums.
Will West, big thank you to Heritage Realty bringing Start Bench Cut to us here on a Friday. We head into the week, and if you need somebody who does a great job with rental properties, they might want to check out the website, heritagerealtyknox.com.
That's right, heritagerealtyknox.com, a boutique firm that focuses on you, the client, or the needs of the sales pipeline. They're especially incredible when it comes to property management, treating your property as if it's their own, maximizing your investment value. That is Heritage Realty.
Get back riding with Ivins. We put a close on a Friday TSL. Hand you off to the Eric Ains Show with Brian Rice. That would be Eric Ains, who might be taking over first place in the most punchable face at Sports Radio WNML before 9 a.m. Emerson, if you would, please, our final Tennessee Lottery sports update on 99.1, the Sports Animal. To make money for the listeners, we go double time. Only time you're allowed to double dip is Fridays on TSL. This is Riding with Ivins, and Will, we're 9-3 through our first 12 picks of the segment, continuing to push. Today, love the pick I have for you today. Who owns the best against the spread record on the road in all of the NBA? Can anybody tell me that?
Of course we
can. If you can't.
That's why we had you do this segment, not us.
18-6 this year, Will. There's a team, when they go away from Chicago, they absolutely murder the cover. They murder the number on the road. That is the Chicago Bulls away from the United Center. And where are the Bulls tonight? The Chicago Bulls are away from Chicago in Atlanta, taking on the Hawks. We're currently, the Bulls are a 3-point dog tonight. Again, Chicago +3 in Atlanta, 18-6 ATS on the road. That is the best clip in the NBA. We go for win number 10 tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, your Friday Riding with Ivan's play. The best team ATS on the road gets it done tonight in Atlanta. Take the Bulls plus the points tonight. Bingo, cash it, you'll love it. Put that together with your to the window selections from back in hour one, and we got yourself one heck of a Friday there, Will West.
Yes, so it has been one heck of a Friday. So not bad, 9-3 already. That's not bad at all, Ivans. Although, even though you're winning the money, people apparently still want to punch you in the face. Our Twitter poll question we stole from J. Martin Ramon.
Yep.
Who on Sports Radio WNML has the most punchable face? 42% of respondents say Tyler, 38% say Ainge. Joel Silverberg and I are split with 10% each. So that's where we're at right now. Joel Silverberg taking umbrage off the air with the fact he's on the poll.
Silverberg, actually, he like walked
lack
in.
Lack of awareness.
He checked Chandler Emerson against the window and like immediately took over the producer's microphone and said, why am I even on this list? And he even said
that's a lack of awareness. That is his awareness rating is like a 58 on Madden.
Very true. He wanted to know why Brian Rice wasn't on this list before him, so now he's starting to actually chuck more grenades. So, I don't know if I'm the type of guy who wants to pull the pin and hold on to that thing, but Joel Silverberg apparently is trying to burn this whole thing down before it's even said and done.
I took a 5-minute major for boarding Chandler Emerson, too, by the way.
That's, brother, do what you got to do to not only get a hockey reference in, but then try to cover up the fact that you're actually on this list. Which, Joel, if you will, I'll give you 15 to 20 seconds to explain why you feel like you shouldn't be on this list.
Because Brian has more of a baby face than I do. I mean, he's like 40 years old, and he still looks like he's 12.
Ooh. See, that's what I'm talking about with the whole chucking grenades thing. You got to be careful. You can't sit there and call somebody's age out. Which, Brian's only like, what, 31? 32? Is Brian Rice older or younger than me?
He's like 35 or 36.
Okay.
Yeah, so I thought he was about a year older than you.
Okay, so he's older than me. All right, fine with me. So you've declined. So Will, before we get out of here, not only do I have a more punchable face than you do, but then you've declined my invite for WrestleMania weekend at the house because you're not getting a dog named Jonesy. And on top of all of this, we're going to walk out of here and hopefully produce together what will be a 5-0 weekend since one of your picks is a futures bet. So keep that in mind when we move forward. I will tell you, though, your greater than 10 under, especially if Justin Rose continues to dominate the Masters like he does. Will, -7, and then our guys can't get any love after 18 yesterday?
I know. Well, and last year the winner was -20, so I don't know. That was somebody just mauling that course, but -10, I don't know. That felt like free money to me, and it was still only -130 on the sportsbook of choice.
What are the chances as we're getting ready to head to the reset? What are the chances that the Masters, the people who are making the big decisions, go, okay, here's the deal. Somebody finished under 20 last year. We need to toughen this course up a little bit. You think they made the greens a little faster? Pin placement?
Yeah, okay. Possibly. Although, I mean, and again, for Rose to finish where he was at 7-under already, and you know, let's be honest, let's see Justin Rose finish this off, because it's not about what you do on Thursday, it's where you're at on Sunday, and how do you handle that pressure on Sunday. That's the thing you watch for the Masters, right, is to see the greatest of the greatest of the greats buckle under the pressure of the enormity of what it means to win at that course, and that's always compelling theater at Augusta on Sunday afternoon.
That's Will West. Tyler Ivins. I have the most punchable face at WNML, at least based on the poll results right now. You can find that at Will West WNML. Brian Rice, Eric Ainge, they're up next. Coming up on the other side, it's EA and Brian Rice here on 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal. Enjoy your Friday.